Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An amazing new program was just announced at the Israeli Embassy in Washington, D.C. It's Covenant Journey. It's something that we've been working on for a number of years, 2011. I went to Israel with our good friend Sean Akers and his wife and my wife Anita, and we spent a week there looking at possibilities for what then was a vision and now is a reality, and it's to bring young people to Israel with the twin purposes, the twin goals of strengthening their Christian faith and equipping them to become goodwill ambassadors for Israel. And now this reality has actually occurred. We had our pilot program in late December, early January. We now have additional funding for this, and we are taking about 200 students over several different trips this summer. And it was announced now recently, just a few days ago, at the Solidarity event in Washington, D.C. at the Israeli Embassy. So I'm very excited about this opportunity and to share this with our listeners today.
And Matt, what an amazing opportunity. Trip scheduled in May and June and July and in August. And it's an opportunity, as you point out, for young people to become educated about the historical relationship, certainly between the United States and in Israel, but about the Holy Land and about the history of the Holy Land and to be goodwill ambassadors. You know, now it is more important than ever as we see a cooling relationship between the United States and Israel under this current administration. Young people need to develop a relationship and an alliance with the state of Israel, where we see so much animosity toward Israel on college campuses and so forth around the country. It's so important for college people to get the truth about Israel.
Well, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has stated very clearly, and he stated this publicly, that he would begin negotiations if the Palestinian leader would say that Israel has a right to exist. Well, what we've looked at, and statistics have shown this, and George Barna and others have revealed some startling and alarming statistics, and that is the younger generation, whether you call them millennials or mosaics, those born after 1980, 1985 or so, they are in many respects walking away from or certainly less devoted to their Christian faith, particularly when they get to college. We don't know what the trend will be as they get into their middle age, but we certainly know what the trend is in their early years, and it's an alarming trend that is different than any previous generation up until that generation. They are disconnecting from their church. They are disconnecting from their faith. They don't have the objective grounding in the scriptures. And consequently, that has a concern for us within the Christian community. But it also has a concern for all of us, particularly those in Israel and the Jewish community, with regards to another trend that's taking place. And as they walk away from their faith and they become disconnected to their Christian identity, they ultimately walk away from support of Israel and the Jewish people. And the two go hand in hand. So we want to have this trip, and this is why it was designed, is to primarily strengthen our young people's Christian faith. So it is a very spiritual term. We have praise and worship. We have Bible study. We have reflection. We visit the biblical, historical sites. We walk literally where Jesus walked, where the apostles preached, where the prophets thundered their message, where the kings ruled, where Jesus was born, lived his life, died, and was raised again. All of this happened right there in this small part of the world called Israel. And so we get a chance to experience that. And it is a very spiritually moving event throughout this 11-day trip. And then in addition to that, we introduce them also to modern Israel, with a real Holocaust survivor, IDF soldiers that are the same age of our college students. And also we introduce them to business and technology and other kinds of information that is important and relevant to modern Israel. And they then fall in love with Israel and the Jewish people. And so they come out of this with a very renewed Christian strength and walk and become goodwill ambassadors for Israel. In fact, one of the students, and there's just so many different stories, when we did the pilot program in late December, early January, one of the students just graduated from school, and she put on her Facebook a picture of her graduation and a picture of me baptizing her in the Jordan River. This was something that was life-changing for her, but it was life-changing for all the 45 college students that we took. So now we have the underwriting for qualified college students, which include a Christian. We're looking for Christian college students who have a potential for leadership capability. You don't have to be the class president, but we're looking for leaders or potential leaders. And then thirdly, that have a support or some level of support for Israel. So Christians who have leadership capability, who have some level of support for Israel, that are college-age students. If you fall in that category, then go to covenantjourney.com. And this trip is completely underwritten except for $500. You have to get to New York. And once you get there, everything is completely covered. We have generous donors that have underwritten this for college students because they understand the vision and the need to really impact our next and our youth of America.
Now, Matt, this really is an experience like no other. I know that the feedback from the pilot trip that you took in December, January, that the students that were involved literally said it was life-changing. This is a designed specifically to motivate these students to discover and affirm, you know, their Christian identity, as you mentioned, and you check with Barna polls and surveys and so forth. Young Christians are becoming detached from their Christian faith and their Christian rearing, and we know that in many college campuses across the country, that is by design. We have educators trying to change the worldview of young Christian people. This is a chance to know, to go and see why the Christian worldview is the worldview that is rooted in truth, and to see it at the place where it all happened, in the Holy Land and in Israel. It's an amazing opportunity, Matt. I know throughout the summer there are tours coming up, some available June 6th through 17th, one July 11th through the 22nd, another August 1st through 12th. How do students sign up for this? How do they apply to be one of the select students that get to avail themselves of this incredible opportunity?
Well, they can go to covenantjourney.com. Covenantjourney.com is the registration webpage. We're working on a full-blown, brand-new website that will have a lot of comprehensive information. But that's the website right now to register. There's also a June 16 through 26 trip. So there's June 6, June 16. There's the July one you mentioned, and then there's the August 1 trip. Those trips are still open, and in fact, we may be taking a women's basketball team to Israel in the August trip. And while they're there, this is a basketball team that has a 3.8 GPA average, high SAT scores, leaders, mentors, strong Christians. And we may end up having a scrimmage with the Israeli women's basketball team. So what an exciting opportunity.
Yeah, that would be incredible, Matt. Boy, I'm jealous. I wish I was able to go this summer. I'm not. Boys, for those who do get to go on this, they will come back with a life-changing experience that they can share with friends and family. And I know that with many of these young people, it has strengthened their faith to the point that they're able to come back and help witness to other people.
Oh, absolutely. This has been an amazing trip. You know, when we were at the Israeli embassy, we had Erica Tomlin and Nicole Lombardi, and when they spoke and they read scriptures, they had two words to describe this event, and that is life-changing. And everyone you talk to will say the same thing. This literally impacted their lives. It changed their lives. This is an amazing opportunity. Go to covenantjourney.com. That's covenantjourney.com. This is something that we have been working on for a number of years. 2 years ago, actually more than 2 years ago, we hired Rivka Kendron to work with Liberty Council. Rivka Kendron is an Israeli citizen as well as a U.S. citizen. She lives in Israel. She was the special advisor to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, which is where I met her in June of 2011, where I met with the Prime Minister and talked about this particular vision. He was there. He greeted us at his office, and it was there we began to talk about this vision. It was there I met Rivka Kedron in 2013. We hired her to focus full-time on this launch of this program, and I am so excited that it's available because it literally can change the future of our young people and impact the lives of many people around this country. Go to covenantjourney.com or call us at 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.